Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I am Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. This is the 85th episode of Thinks Out Loud, so thank you so much for tuning in every single week for the last, almost 2 years. In September, I'll have been doing this for 2 years. And I really, really just appreciate the fact that you tune in every single week. So thanks so much for being here. I want to open the show this week. As ever, there's just a ton of stuff to talk about. I mean, huge amounts of stuff. But I want to start by addressing a couple of emails that I got from Karen in the UK and John in Los Angeles, who asked fairly related questions about a couple of posts I've written over the last couple of weeks. Karen specifically was asking about last week's episode of the show, Why We Buy. And John was specifically asking about a post I wrote last week about growing your email list, where I referenced some slides that I will put in this week's show notes as well as a post I wrote yesterday about intermediaries in the hotel space, third parties, and how you can compete against them. And the point that both Karen and John brought up was all about email. I reference email a lot and the importance of growing your list and the importance of continuing to use email to attract your customers, to retain your customers, and to grow your business overall. And their fundamental question, and I'm really paraphrasing down, that they each asked very thoughtful questions. And John and Karen, I promise that you will get an answer during the course of this episode. I do want to point out that I'm sort of summarizing a couple of different points into one. Their real point was basically why? You know, what makes email so good? What makes email so effective? Why is it we should be paying so much attention to email, particularly in an environment where your customers are on mobile, where customers are moving away from traditional desktop, and in an environment where millennials are coming into the space, and don't they use other channels more? These are all great questions. These are all very important questions. So I want to talk through a bunch of this and kind of explain why it is that email is so important, why it is that email still works so well. So first, I want to start by pointing to a little data from Marketing Charts that talks about the most popular social apps among millennials. That just came out the last week or so. You know, they are what you'd expect. Their Facebook is number one, Instagram is number two, Snapchat is number three. Hugely important channels to millennials on mobile for connecting with their friends. And it's that connecting with their friends that's really one of the keys here. What customers really want to do, I've said this for years, that email is sort of the forgotten social network, and that the internet as a whole is the world's largest social network. Your customers use all kinds of different internet channels, all kinds of different mobile channels, whether it's chat, whether it's text, whether it's WhatsApp, if you're familiar with that overseas, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, etc., to connect with their friends and their family and their fans and their followers to make sure that they're maintaining these connections. And email remains an incredibly important one. Now, on top of that, we know that customers act in the way that they have tended to act, right? It's not so much important what people say they'll do, not that that's unimportant, but it's more important what they actually do. People are inclined to do the things they've always done. If they've done it before, they're likely to do it again. Now, I talked about this last week, but I just want to point this out again because these are incredible statistics. Ernst & Young has research that shows only 25% of American respondents said that brand affects how they shop. They're actually making their decisions based on things other than brands 75% of the time. And NPD has research that shows that nearly half of those who described themselves as highly brand loyal were no longer loyal a year later. So they surveyed people 1 year, you know, 2 years ago or a year ago, and asked, are you highly brand loyal? And half of them said, or a percentage of those people said yes. And then they went back to those same people a year later, asked the same question, and half of those who'd said yes in 1 year said no a year later. That's crazy, right? That just goes to show that what we think of as brand loyalty is really more like brand convenience. It's, I'm loyal to the brand right now because they offer me value, they offer me things that matter to me at this immediate moment. And you can hear about more of those if you listen to last week's episode. I'm not going to spend too much time on that today. But the point is that you need to find ways to stay in touch with your customers and in front of your customers all the time. So let's talk about why email works. We know that smartphone penetration is now above 70%. Marketing Charts has new data on that. eMarketer has data that shows 3 out of 4 customers, 72%, but we'll call it 3 out of 4, check email on their phones. So almost 3/4 of your customers are walking around with a smartphone in their pocket. Almost 3/4 of those people are checking email on their phones, right? That's, I mean, again, real big connection there. By the way, I just said something that's a little incorrect. It's 70% have smartphones and 72% check email on their phones. It's not 72% of the people who have smartphones. It's 72% of all people, whether they have smartphones or not. So those are sort of duplicative numbers, not 72% of 70. Anyway, we also know from another eMarketer piece and something that I actually put online a couple days ago, about how mobile is shaping customer behavior. 60%, this is from eMarketer, 60% of internet users were almost always connected. Fully 43% never unplugged from all personal technology, such as audio players, e-readers, laptops, computers, mobile phones, tablets, and TVs. And 17% only took a break a few times per year. Now, you couple that with, so this is this big trend I've been talking about for a while of internet everywhere. You couple that with the fact that search remains a huge channel for everybody. And I don't want to downplay the importance of search. I do want to say that search is getting harder. There was a piece out earlier this week from Search Engine Land that talked about, that literally said, low-quality guest blog posts are spam. So Google is really cracking down on guest posting if, you know, if it doesn't provide quality to the readers. So if you've been using that type of content marketing to try to get in front of your customers, it may not work as well as it once did because Google may devalue those pages that those appear on. Now, I do still think guest blogging should be part of your SEO strategy. I've argued this for some time. I have a post up on Bizology that I'll link to in the show notes. But it's important to note that search is getting harder. Paid search is getting more expensive. I talked about that in my intermediaries post yesterday. I've talked about that for some time. Guest posting is more complicated. And so it becomes increasingly important that if you want to own the customer, you need to own the data. You need to talk to them directly. And I've talked at length about how the AgFam folks, Apple and Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft, continue to do those things. So you look at the fact that Amazon just moved into mobile payments. They're offering a competitor to Square and to PayPal that has its own mobile card reader. And Gadget has a full story on this. That's just amazing, right? That they're just going ahead and saying, we need to own the customers. There's also eMarketer data that shows most brands will tell you, 56% of all brands surveyed will tell you email is their most important customer retention channel, ahead of social and ahead of content marketing, which are number two and number three at 32% and 37%. 32% content, 37% social, 56% for email. It's the only one over 50. It's the only one over 40. So hugely, hugely important channel in terms of actually retaining your customers and connecting with your customers. Of course, it only still works if you work at it, if you do the right things. And the first thing you have to do is you have to grow your list, right? If you don't have a list, you don't have anyone to talk to. Your email marketing cannot work without an effective list. And your lists get worse over time. That's just a fact. So you have to be adding to your list every day, every week, every month, every year. There's data that suggests typical churn rate. So the number of people who unsubscribe or whose emails change because they move jobs or they change internet service providers, etc. Email churn rate is about 30% per year. So if you get an email list of 1,000 customers this year and don't grow it, next year you're going to lose 30% over the next year to where you have 700 people on the list. And a year after that, you're going to lose 30% of that and you'll have 490 people on the list. And a year after that, you're going to lose 30% and have 343 people on the list. So you'll have this 65%, 66% attrition rate of your email list in just 3 years if you don't continually grow it. You include, in addition to that, list fatigue, where people get tired of reading the messages, they don't respond. You know, it's not spam to them, but it's what most people call bacon, right? Really, it's not spam, but it's just something they just don't care about all that much, so they stop paying attention to it. So you've got to keep growing your list. Axiom will tell you from an email best practices perspective that your list comprises 40%, putting the right message in front of the right audience will comprise 40% of the success of your email marketing, 35% to the subject line, 25% to the message body. So if you don't have the right list, you're not going to have much success in actually reaching those customers. And obviously you can integrate your list with your other CRM tools to say, who are our best customers, and segment about, here are customers who purchase from us repeatedly, we're going to do one thing. Here are customers who purchase from us less regularly, we're going to do something else. Here are customers who click through but don't buy. Here are customers who don't click. Here are people who don't open. You can get so much useful data to say, what do we know about these specific segments of customers and how can we address them more directly? And the better a job you do of addressing people directly, the better a job you will do of cutting through the clutter of all the other places that are out there that they can be learning about, really, your competitors. So email works incredibly well if you're actually using it well, if you're growing your list, if you're segmenting your list, and if you're sending the right message to your customers. And it works because people check it on mobile, and it works regardless of the generation that they're in. Doesn't matter. And they can share the things that they saw on their email, on social, and with their friends, or just forward it. Any of those things works really well. So now what you do have to do, I hear clients all the time tell me, well, the one thing I don't like about email is it's my lowest revenue channel. And when I go and subscribe to their emails, I often find that they're making it a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you open up the email and it's, here's a special deal, here's a special offer, here's a discount, here's a coupon. There's nothing wrong with couponing. There's nothing wrong with providing people a good value or a discount if they're really a good customer. Actually, Get Elastic, Linda Bustos over at Get Elastic, has a great post this week about how to do coupons well. But if every email you send tells people, here's how to spend less money, then don't be surprised if email generates less money for you. Right? You want to make sure that you're actually balancing those offers with other value adds, with other things that make email more profitable for you. And if you think about the cost of generating an email and sending it, which is trivial, it ought to be one of your highest performing channels, not one of your lowest. So if you're running into that problem, I suspect your issue isn't with email so much as it is with the message that you're sending. So again, your customers use email on their mobile phones. Millennials view emails. You need to grow your list, of course, to make that work. And you need to have the right messages to ensure that you're getting the right revenue and the right value out of email. But if you do all of those things, you will discover that email is a terrific channel, remains a terrific channel, and allows you a more direct and intimate and one-to-one relationship with your customer than almost any other And that's why email still works. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time. So I want to wrap up for this week, but I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast, and you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can subscribe by going to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher is and doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. And much like John and Karen did, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I do love to hear from you. Any comments or questions or concerns or complaints or anything at all you might be thinking of that you'd like to learn more about the local mobile social web and how that affects your business. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the day. I hope you have a fabulous weekend, a wonderful week ahead, and I do look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.